Okay, today we go to Reish Chaf Ches Sif Lamed Hey. We spent the last couple of shiurim on Neder of Charamim, Chaf Hey Talamed Hey, Chaf Hey Talamed Dalid, with Nidrei Chayrim. It had been mentioned earlier a little in Sif Ches as a spin-off of Nidrei Chayrim. Comes the topic of Mashpia HaNeiladim, whether a person can make a shvua on that tzchal on people that are not yet born, on future generations. That's the issue here in this sif. Now, in order to properly appreciate a sif lamed hey, I'd like to discuss Nidrei Charamim again. Really just the Tshuvas HaRosh, which is the source, or one of the sources for Nidrei Charamim, and explain to you where this sif comes in, and hopefully give an overview, and then go into the Pratim. I looked at the Tshuvas HaRosh, which is one of the sources, the Rosh and the Ramban, are two sources for Inyanei Chayrim. What's fascinating about the Tshuvas HaRosh is that the concept of a cheirim being chal is totally a nach makar. In other words, the Rosh doesn't bring gemaris as much as he brings a number of incidents in Navi where a cheirim was chal. He brings shol and yainasa, which the Ramban also brought, but it's interesting, he doesn't start with that. As he mentions achan, he starts with Achan, and then he mentions Ezra. Ezra made a cheirim when he came. Ezra, I mentioned in the past, the name Ezra does not appear in the book of Ezra until the seventh parak, because he doesn't arrive on the scene until two decades later. And when he comes, he finds So he doesn't mention Yosef at all, because I guess he's mentioning Psukim rather than Midrashim. And so Ezra comes, and Ezra says everybody has to gather, and if he doesn't show up, Yechram kol rechushai, everything he owns becomes hefker. That's a pretty good incentive to get people to show up, and they come to a public gathering at the Beis Hamikdash. The pasuk says on a rainy, cold day, and they're all there, and so the Rosh brings the Maisa again of Achan, of Ezra, of Pilegesh Begiva, which we get to later in Shaiftim, where there was a cherim on anybody that didn't gather to do battle against the Maisa, the Maisa Mias that happened. Who's he?
Ezra.
Well, he's the head of the Tzibur. Okay. It's interesting. It's the head of the Tzibur alone. Okay. Rachinami. So again, it mentions Achan, Ezra, Plagish Begiva, Yerichai, the Cherem against rebuilding Yerichai, and last he mentions Shaul and Yonis. Five incidents from Nach, where he says that you see that it's possible to make a Cherem. Now, I want to mention, as in passing, that the Raya from Ezra is a little bit of a Chiddush, because the Gemara in Gittin learns from Ezra that Hefka Bezn Hefka. That went so out the din of Hefker Bezn Hefker, because Ezra said, whoever doesn't come, Yechram kol rechushai. So there it's Hefker Bezn Hefker. It's not the same as when you make a cheirim, a person's chayim misa vis-a-vis on the cheirim. Right? And in the case of, let's say, Shaul and Yonison, or Pilegesh Begiva, or Achan, the cheirim at Sibur was to give someone misa. In the case of Ezra, it was a case of Hefker Bezn Hefker. So it seems a little strange that the Rosh mixes the mice of Ezra in with the others. But I don't know, maybe it was Hefker Bezn Hefker, somehow the same kayak of Anicheir Matzibur, Pesach Nisht. But he brings all of these for a makar, for the aside, which we've been learning all along, that Cherem is not a type of Shvua. It's an Inyim Seyatzmai. A kayak at Tzibur of a Cherem is Inyim Seyatzmai. It doesn't have Dine Shvua. Even if you use Lashon Shvua, it's only La'ayim es HaTzibur, and it's a Cheirim. Now, what we learned till now were basically a bunch of kulas, a handful of kulas that are the result of this chiddush. That it's a cherem and not a shvuah. We said you could be matir or part of it, not the whole thing. You could be matir without a bezdin, without a pesach. You don't have to have a reason to be matir. Bezdin could just say, we made a cherem, we take off the cherem. You could be matir. So again, miktsasai, you could be matir before it's chal. Normally you can't be matir until the time comes, till it's chal. And again, without a pesach, without a bezdin, and I'm missing one kula, that that megas gaius. Megas gaius really in the way is not a kula. The megas gaius means this. Normally when you're matir ned, it's chalam afreya. And here, it's chal mekalu lahaba. But the idea is that without hatara, you could cut it off mekalu lahaba. It's mentioned as a kula that with hatara schacham, you can be matir afreya. Without it, you can be matir mekalu lahaba. But the point is that everything we discussed in these sifim were basically kulas of a cherem as opposed to a shvuah or a neder. A shvuah or neder has a handful of chumris that don't apply to a cherem hatzibur. Now what we are going to learn in this sif is that there is also a chumra that a cherem hatzibur has, which does not apply to a shvuah of a yachid. And that is, let's learn Sif Lamed Hei. Ei efsha lahashpia ha-neilodim achar zman. You can't make a shvuah that should be chal on your children. A person wants to make a shvuah that in our family we're never going to, whatever, we're not going to eat gebracht, or we're not going to go to baseball games, or and I can eat sushi, whatever. A person wants to make, and even if it's a siyag, not just an Irish guy, it's a siyag for a din. Making be mekabel a shvua is not chal on noiladim, on people that are not yet born. Aval nidi v'cherim chal al doiris habaim. But something made as a cherim is chal on doiris habaim. Now, of course, there needs an explanation. If you're going to say the parsha of shvuas can't be chal someone who's not around, how is it that a cherem is chal? So I'd like to explain that in a moment.
So right from here, you see that Yeshua, when he made a cherem by he made a cherem of the shua by Yericha. That's why he made a
cherem
of the shua.
By Yericha, that was a cherem because it's chal all the way down to the end of his generation. That's right. So it's right. It's a cherem and not a shvuah.
Shvuah is an isra on the gavra. The gavra line has nothing greater to
that. So that lashon that it's a shvuah karkafta the gavra is the language of the Shach and Sadik Dalit, and earlier the Shach and Pehe.
Wasn't there a case where somebody was wealthy and said that them and his children should be wealthy or
holy? That's a Noam Elimelech. But he didn't make a neder that none of them should be wealthy. He just he was misfouled that none of them should be wealthy. Gave him a bracha that none of them. Noam Elimelech has a tzavah, and in tzavah he writes that he wishes that none of his descendants should be rich people. Cherem and Gzeira are two different things. Gzeira is a Gzeira to Rabbanah. Rabbanah made a takana. So you need Klal Yisrael should be makabel, and you need somebody who can make a Gzeira on Klal Yisrael. If you have a little town somewhere in the middle of the world, and they make Gzeiras on themselves, they make makabel a kabbalah on themselves.
Because
he didn't make a Gzeira. Made a cherem, that's chal neilodim. He didn't make a gzeira. To make a gzeira in the tzibur, if the tzibur is not makabel, it's not chal. The halach is for gzeiras. A cherem is a kayach more than a gzeira, more than a siyad. It's chal on the future, yes. So Tzavas Rav Yehuda Chassid, by and large, we do not keep. The Tzavas Rav Yehuda Chassid number probably 1,000 Tzavas, of which 99% we don't keep. One of them is you shouldn't name your child Shmuel and you shouldn't name your child Yehuda. That's part of his Tzavah. And part of his Tzavah And that you shouldn't have brick homes in Chutz La'aretz, which people have brick homes in Chutz La'aretz. There are many, many gezeiros that we don't keep. The tzavois, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, that we do keep are the ones brought in the Paiskim. Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah brings, not to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. There are certain tzavois, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, individual tzavois, that we do keep. The Klai Yisrael was Makabal. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid didn't make a chair, he made a tzavah. Tzavah is not chal on anybody. A tzavah, to the degree that Klal Yisrael was makabel, Klal Yisrael was makabel. There are things. One of his gezeiros is you shouldn't have a beis hamerchet in a private home. Everybody today has a beis hamerchet. There's a shower in the house, and the mikvahs. There are even chassidim who have the Rebbe bundles mikvahs in his house. Tzavah Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid not to have it. So not every tzavah Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was kept. The ones that were kept are the ones that are known. Marsha writes that there was at an asifa discussed about Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. He got up and he said, "Ani b'bnei Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, b'shmi Shmuel, b'shem Avi Yehuda." So it's quoted. That's why I remember that one. He says, "Not every tzava was mekubal like Klal Yisrael." It's just that way. Very often, when a parent dies, he leaves a tzava. It's not always kept. So at any rate, we have an idea of a cheirim, and I'd like to explain the idea why it's chala and oilodim, and in general. What? No, we'll get to the shachna. What? The parents. So the Mishnah says in Masechtas Nazir that a father could make his son a Nazir, but not a mother. That's what it says. So they asked from Shmuel, who was a Nazir. His mother said, "Mayrei elayala reishai." Gemara says, "Unaziris." So the Gemara says, "Imirza." She'll do everything she could. If he'll want, he'll be makal. But the there's a machlokes rishonim if Nazira Shimshin is chal b'zman hazeh. Is Nazira Shimshin only through a malach or even through a kabbalah? Reini b'Nazira Shimshin. Machlokes, I think, the first parak in Nazir. And we assume that it's chal. We say chutz b'Nazira Shimshin by a taras nedarim. So I'm talking the way we accept that Nazira Shimshin is chal. It was chal because the parents accepted. But it's a mishnah. Mishnah says a kayach, a father, has exeris hakasim to make his son a Nazir. So it says. So Mishnah Mishnah Nazir. But at any rate, so probably you have to specify, unless you specify it's under Kahal. Now I'll tell you, it's a very interesting what? He's not born, you can't make him a Nazir. How can you make him a Nazir? He's not born. Till when? I don't know. Yeah, those who hold, they're from the material. Some say it's only his descendants. Say it's only till the year 5000. That was a better guess. It's till the year 5000. Rashi is a descendant. Yeah. I told you that I think the Gemara has Hakana did it. She's the mother. It says Imirza. She'll do everything she could.
No, you said that was by Shimshin.
No, that was by Hakana. That was Shimshin. Okay, now, the Chiddush of Sif Lamed Hay is not E. Epshalash Bi'an Eiladim. It's that Avalidim Echerim Chal. They're very interesting, Grah Tzadik Tess. You wonder if that's what the Mechaber meant. You see Grot Tzadik Tess? The Mechaber said, Efsher Lashbiya Neiladim. Grot Tzadik Tess says, Afa Neiladim Kvar, Efsher Lashbiya Elim Ken Yaskim Viana Amen. It's nothing to do with not being born yet. Even if he's born already, you can't be Mashbiya somebody, even if he's born, unless he answers Amen, and he's old enough to answer Amen. Kameshkosa Perasa become the Shvuas, Zel Shadarivashkosa Rambam, Mishaloi Ona Amen Acha Shvua, Eina Shvua Chala Olav Klal, Veitzara Chater, Shaloi Motzino Mishma, Bepiacher, Veloi Ona Amen Shechayim, Alabishwa Saidis, Zerisakosov. So there's no such thing that a person could be nishba without answering amen. So he says, that's today's afyami, okay. And then he says, Elv shall say this, v'raibid machmi b'shmo shor shmi ha-shah tafil lo yom ha-amein, sh'mushmo l'tzayda l'dayto l'tzayda, b'shekin k'ay g'avna, v'zeh sh'kos in prekator v'laz, ha-shvua ha-gedai lo ha-isa, this is going on the Pelegish Megivah, v'chishvua nishmu kol Yisrael, ha-lo-idiach ha-shecheirim hu-ha-shvua. So you say, the Perkinder of Allah says, there's no shvua, Klai Yisrael didn't swear. It means a cherim. The cherim says shvua shol, that shol and yedis said, nidi the cherim. Cheshua si Yeshua. L'chein, afilo alay da ilodim kal. K'ma shomru b'malachim, z'ashkos of aval nido, Yeshua zayi, cherim b'kir b'cha, etc. So I think what the Gra is saying, is that Perkinder of Allah, when it says the shvua is chal, it doesn't mean shvua, it means cherim. Their chayyu could be chal. So the din that a shvua is not chal on neiladim, it's really nothing to do with neiladim. Anybody who didn't answer amen, the shvua is not chal. So it's not a chiddush, the shvua is not chal on neiladim. The shvua is aval a chayrim could be chal on neiladim. That's the chiddush. It's a chayrim. The pasuk says shvua gedayla. And the Pirkei Avos is explaining that it didn't mean Shvua, it means Cheirim.
That's why they didn't even meet in the Pasuk for the future generation.
To be Mati, yeah.
So when the Gavlan makes a Mishavir,
I think
so
is
in the law of the
Bli Nezer,
because they say Amen to it.
Yeah, you have to know, Amen, I mentioned this to you in the past, that Amen is a Shvua, and if a Gavlan says, no, it had. People don't even realize. They go to a Levaya, they say a Kol Mole, they say, this person should go Gan Eden, Avor should call on the Sofim Kanyit Nutzdok about Asgaras Nishvasai, which never happens. Every single person gives. So basically, you say he's not going to go to Gan Eden, at least not based on this Kol Mole. But if you answer Amen, it's a Shvua. You have to give tzedakah about Askaras Nishmasa. You can give millions of dollars tzedakah all your life. If you didn't give a prut about Askaras Nishmasa, you're over on your Shavuah. You know, if you hear a bracha, you have to say Amen. If you hear a kelmola, you don't have to answer Amen. If you answer Amen, it's a Shavuah. Amen's a Shavuah. We learn it out from Chumash, from Saita. Saita, where the Saita answers Amen. Really? What? It's interesting. Now I tell you, in the Tshuvas HaRashbash, there's a Rashbash which is quoted to the Rashbash brings the Makar for Chermei Tzibur. That a tzibur that's makabel something is chal, he brings from Matan Torah. It struck me that they bring from Achen and Ezra and Pelagish Megiva, and no one brings from Matan Torah. I don't know. So apparently he learns that it was whatever it was a cher matzibur of some sort. I don't know. Mishpoim just means that you're swearing on something that you're chayiv anyway. But the chayikos of this or that, I don't know if that matters. But anyway, getting back to our topic is that you can't be mashbiya neiladim, which seems to be a davar pashut, and the cherim is chala neiladim, even though this is a chumrah. Normally cherim has a bunch of kulas. So there's a ragachava that explains the concept. I saw this in Mefaneach Tzvunais a number of years ago. Rav Kasher wrote, who was responsible for a lot of the ragachava svarim. He wrote a sefer Mefaneach Tzvunais. It should be more popular. I have never seen it except in the yeshiva has an old copy of it, and it's fascinating. What he did is the Ragachava. Well, Ragachava is a genius. All geniuses have a very hard time writing svarim because they're all over the place. And the Ragachava, you look at his tshuvas or his writings, they're all over the place. So Rav Kasher went and he collected a lot of the single topics of the Ragachava in one place. And in one parak, he calls Tzibur, he talks about the Ragachava's following Yisayid. There's expression in the Gemara, Tzibur Loimeis. What he says is that a Tzibur, the concept of a Tzibur, now you ask me how many people is a Tzibur, I don't know. But when you have a community, a Tzibur is a chativa b'fnei asri. It's like its own corporation, its own mitzias. Now he brings its own entity. He brings two very strong rayas, the Ragachava does, that a tzibur is not a shutfis. A shutfis is many yechidim, our partners. A tzibur is a toyer b'fnei atzmai. So he brings two rayas that you can't, you really, it's very hard to argue with. One, the halacha is that a karba chatas shemeis baleha is from the chatois hameisos. If you have a karba chatas and its owner died, so you can't do anything with the animal. And not only that, but if it's a chatas hashutfim, it's also, if one shutif dies, then the carbon is gone. Yet, what about a chatas hatzibur? What's a chatas hatzibur? Everyone gives a shekel or in the beginning of the year, chat shekel, beginning of the year, and it goes to the lishcha, and the whole year they take money from that lishcha for the carbon tzibur. Somebody died over the year. Right? They give it Adar. By Tishrei time, it's half a year later. And they're going to take out coins and buy a carbon musaf as a chatas hatzibur. Yantif, they're going to bring a carbon. It's a chatas. But it's a chatas shemesu baleha. One of the bailim died. It's a raya. Tzibur leimeis. It's not a shutfim. It's a tzibur. A tzibur doesn't die. A tzibur always exists. That's one raya. The second raya is from a similar Mishnah in Shkolim, Perek Aleph, except that it's more mefurish. The Mishnah then says that when it comes to giving the Shkolim for the Karbanis, we give Masa Shekel on Titus Esther as a Zecher for it. So there it says, Ben Bukhri Oimer, a Kayin is not allowed to be Shekel. A Kayin can't be Mishtatif. Why? Because the halacha is, when you bring a carbon mincha, normally you bring a carbon mincha, one kaimitz gets burnt, a very tiny amount, and the rest of it is nechal. Minchas kayin is kolol takdar, except the mincha of a kayin is totally burnt. So Ben Bukhri says, I think the lashon is, kol kayin shashaykol is a chayte. Because what's going to happen? You're going to bring a mincha for the tzibur, and a kayin owns it. If a kayin's a shutif, it's supposed to be totally burnt. And people are going to eat it. So Ben Bukhri says a kayin doesn't give a masa shekel. Mishnah says, Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakkai says, no, kol kayin she'ein a shekel nikra chayte. He argues, he says a kayin does have to give. But then it's an akasha. Ben Bukhri says a svara. He's saying that Michas Kayin is called a Takhtar. So, what's going on? He's not answering the kasha. So Zokta Ragachava, because of this, he said that a carbon tzibur is a carbon that belongs to a tzibur. A tzibur is loimeis. And therefore, it's not called a Michas Kayin. It's a Micha. The Kayin doesn't change. It's not loimeis in this case, but the Kayin doesn't change.
Usually it's like because he doesn't get the kapar for the chattas.
Because money is not bottled. The Gemara said they left it someone. He said, if my dollar mixes it with your money, so my dollar is bottled into your money, right? If I have a dollar and you have $100, and my dollar gets somehow mixed, then you can't tell which is whose. See, it's bottled. You can keep the $101. It's more beya. What? One shutif with a million shutfim is not bottled. He's still a shutif, right? He's still a shutif. A moment is he's still a shutif. So at any rate, so So Rabbi Yechem Zakeh holds that there's a chativ of tzibur, and there's no such thing. So what does Rabbi Bukhri hold, as you're asking?
Right.
So I don't know. I would love to say Rabbi Bukhri holds there's a concept of tzibur, and Afal Pikev, he has some sort of chesh, but I'm not sure. Kilos that were totally destroyed. So that tzibur died. I guess so. I don't know. You're right. There's nobody to ask shilas for them. You're right. Now, with this, the Ragachev explains the Rambam. The Rambam says that even though the smicha was batal in the time of the Tanoim, right, smicha has to be ishme pi ishme pi ma'isha rabbeinu, and the chain was broken. Where we read on Tisha B'Av how Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was ma'isa nefesh to keep the smicha going. Right, he went out to the mountains. The Romans said, well, give smicha, the city will be destroyed. So he went out to the mountains, he gave smicha to 5 Talmidim, and he was killed. But Lamais, at the end, the Romans succeeded in ending the smicha. We have no, when people say today they get smicha, it's not the derisive dika smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu that gives you the power to be done a different demon. The Rambam says, rather famous Rambam, that you can renew the smicha. Gedalei Eretz Yisrael agree to give smicha to one person, then it renews Moshe Rabbeinu smicha, and then the smicha could be renewed. And I think it's well known in the time of in the generation of Sfas, in the Arizal's generation, in the 1600s, in the 1500s, they renewed the smicha to great controversy, and then it was bottled. They didn't keep it going. Basically, I've got a smicha. Was it the Rebbe Rav, I think? The Rebbe Rav is the one who did it. So they renewed the smicha, but Lamais, it didn't have a kiyum. They renewed it in Tzfas, and Gedalei Eretz Yisrael, Zay Yerushalayim, were misnaget to it, and so they were mevatlin. But the concept, there's a concept, the Rambam says, he can renew the smicha. How can you renew the smicha? It needs Ishra Piyish and Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Ragachov's explanation is, because tzibur lo meis, the yechidim died. There's no ish mepiyish, but the tzibur of Klal Yisrael is still the same tzibur from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. A tzibur is a tayar b'fnei atzmai, and it continues. And there's no hefset to a tzibur. So memela on the tzibur is still shayach that the tzibur can give smicha. This is his explanation. There are different board of directors to the tzibur, but the tzibur is the same tzibur.
From Syria, some from the Persian ones.
You know, they say from Rav Weissmandel, he said in the Megillah, Esther becomes queen. There's Bikabis Pesulei Sheinis. Then they have again, what are they having again? Achashverosh chose his wife, he chose the Rebbe. So he said, when the government makes an entity, it continues even if it becomes useless. You know, once the government sets up an institution, so even though it's not needed, it just keeps on going. You know, NASA was created to get men on the moon. So now it continues, totally useless. What's NASA doing these days? But you know, I still get the $1 billion is in the budget, so they get it every year. So they continue.
Is there a concept of tzibur to non-Jews?
Maybe, presumably yes. But I don't want to go out on a limb. But anyway, this is the Ragachev's idea, and the idea of a cherem at tzibur would seem to be consistent. I believe Rav Kasha brings in a footnote of some cipher, a tshuva some cipher in Yerideya. Some cipher's tshuva, which I want to discuss anyway, is about cherem at tzibur. The case that some cipher has, I'll discuss the pratim later, a tzibur, this is Yerideya tshuva reish chaf, a tzibur put up a building, a city hall building, a community building, and they made a cherem that they're never allowed to sell the building, except for types of things that you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah, which is rear hat of binyan shvuyim or a few other things. But you're never allowed to sell the building. They made a lashon shvua lohem valzara machreim. That's the lashon that you're not allowed to sell the building. So it's interesting that the again, I'll get to the pratim. So Sefer holds that has a din shvua. I'll get to the pratim of why Yehuda had din shvua. They have to be matin neder. So he says, How are you going to be matan neder? It's Tzibur. I don't know how big the Tzibur was. Let's say it's a community of 5,000 people. So Shlichus doesn't work. So you got to get 5,000 people in the room. You got to rent the stadium for Taras Nadarim. You know, you got to have to get thousands of people in the room. So the Stifles, not Stifles, some Sefer says no. You can send a couple of people. That city can't be matan neder on the Darim. You have to go to the next city. So he says you can send a few people for everybody. And his lashon is, they don't go einoy geder shliach, ela baldova ba'atzmai. It's not a shliach, it's the baldover. Which, the way Rav Kasha understands, it's the tzibur. The tzibur made a neder, after el shvuah, the tzibur made a shvuah, so the tzibur can be matan neder. You don't need 5,000 people. You need representatives on the tzibur. So whoever represents the tzibur will be matan nedarim in Shalom HaYisrael. That's the whole...
You had everybody now in the city to represent.
You
did everybody together at one point.
So how you doing? I don't know. Shiva, that's the point. The point is, there's a musig of Tzibor being a chativo there.
One person a month.
So we had in Sifla Medallin, right, in Miktsas. You go Basarai, Bistam Al Das Kane, they did in the first place. Now, what I mean to bring this all in is to explain Sif Lamed Hei, why a tzibur could be meshbiyah neiladim, because the tzibur is the same tzibur. The neiladim later are all part of the tzibur. And Mimela, they're part of the neder, part of the cheirim, whatever it is. If it has a shem tzibur, it's chal on those who are born who come to the tzibur later. It will be chal on them as well. This would seem to be the overview explanation of this whole concept.
If this tzibur, they made
sure,
could you leave the tzibur and go someplace else? So
we said
you really have to take the
chumrus,
but you were not there.
Yeah. So we said it depends. If a tzibur makes a kabbalah as a geder or a siyag. So we had it, I think, Sufchav Tes, that they have to go, wherever they go, it's still chal. Wherever you go, it's chal. If it's a societal thing, the tzibur made up, no fancy weddings, no fancy homes, so that's not a geder v'siyag, that's a societal thing. So then if you move out, you don't have to keep it. But if you're part of a tzibur, that was mekabel, something as a geder, a siyag, it's a cheir ben gershom as an example, even if you move away, it remains binding, although the Shach and Pei Dalet says, or Pei Hei says, that if you were in a different Sibur when they made the Kabbalah, so you have a Sephardi, doesn't have Cheir Ben Gershom, and then he moves to Ashkenazi community, so now he's Ashkenazi, he has to keep Cheir Ben Gershom. Then he moves out, so when he moves away, could break the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. Because if you're there originally and you move away, you stick with it. But if you're not there originally, and you only have to keep it because of Minig HaMokim Shehalach L'Sham, so then if you Halach Misham, you don't have to keep it. That's Shach Pei says this, this Geder for the whole.
What about when it expires?
If it expires, then it expires. Yeah. So that's very controversial. If it's true that Rabbeinu Gershom only meant it for a period of time, it's a controversial.
Mark, you want
it on the line? A tzibur can make a paraviton. If they do it, if the tzibur does it. I never heard them do it, but if they do it, they do it. Well, there's always a board of directors. There's always that's power of attorney. The board of directors that controls. Oh, so I want to tell you, thank you for reminding me. One of the kashas he asks, I believe it's also the Ragachava, he has very geschmack. It says when Yosef was Mashbiya, the brothers, to bury him in Eretz Yisrael, so he brings a medrash that Yosef was in turn, their children were Mashbiya their children. Each generation, they were Mashbiya their children, they were Mashbiya their children, and then they had to bury Yosef in Eretz Yisrael. So the kasha is, why do you have to be here? Your children. Din on the tzibur is chal. So for Keret, the teretz is that when it's a tzibur, it's chal. But Yosef was a mishpacha, wasn't a tzibur. The time of Yosef was still only a mishpacha, and a mishpacha is not chal from generation to generation. It's just called mashbiyah sanei ladim.
Was after
all the shvatim. Yosef was mishpiyah the shvatim. Shvatim mishpiyah the children. Yeah, Moshe comes from one of the shvatim, so they were mishpiyah the children after them. Yeah. This is part of Ragachov. He's Ragachov's kasha is Yosef was mashbiyah and mashbiyah. And he asked Ksubis, they are the Gimel Shvuas, Mesechtes Ksubis, that Klali, that Nishpati Eschem Benayis Yerushalayim. Because he asked the Gimel Shvuas are half a generations. And Yosef, they had to be Mashbiyah the children. So this, he answers that when you have a Tzibur of Klali Yisrael, it's half a generations. But by Yosef, it was only a Mishpacha. Mishpacha, you have to be Nishpah, it's not half a generation. Anyway, this is.
Maybe there's no
people before
Har
Sinai. Well, we'll
have to find out.
Sinai,
if we teach Mitzrayim,
maybe. That's separate. It's a separate idea. In Yosef's time, it was a family. The 70 Nefashis, they had children, there were 1,000 Nefashis. What? The case of Lamed Hay, neither the Cherim Chal is a Tzibur. Shvua, because Inishman the Lord means it's not a tzibur, it's a yachid. Stav shvua is a yachid. When we had earlier, when a tzibur says loshen shvua, it's a cherim. We had in Sif Chaf Hei that even when a tzibur says loshen shvua, they mean cherim. That's what they mean. Presumably, if there's such a thing. So I started off, I don't know exactly how you define a tzibur. Community is a tzibur, a city, a country is a tzibur. How many people you need to be a tzibur, that I'm not certain. As the Ragachava says, Yosef and his descendants were. Yeah, so only a tzibur could do a shvua. No, it's yichidim. Shvua is yichidim and cherem is tzibur. That's what it is.
That's not mishpacha.
Right. There was no Kal Yisrael.
Right. So why do you say no?
So that's a mishpacha. Mishpacha, you have to make our children. So how many people you need for tzibur, I don't know. But, you know, there were 70 nefashis, so it wasn't. So who says that's a tzibur? Stipler brings. Not the Stipler. The Kavitz Mamorim, one of the most beautiful pieces in the Kavitz Mamorim, he says, this is B'derech Hashkafa, but he says, there's a Ran in Rosh Hashanah. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah asks that if on Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu paskins your parnasa for the coming year, so what does it mean that on Pesach, Nidainim, Pesach Nidainim al. Alatfua and Shua Nidan al Paris. What does it mean, Dan al Tfua? Who cares how much Tfua? I don't care. I'm a farmer. I care how much money I make. I don't care how much Tfua I get. So it's a pay. If I'm ready to get how much money I'll make this year, what am I worried, Pesach, how much Tfua I'll get? So that's the Ran. The Ran says there's a din on a Yachid, and that's Rosh Hashanah, even with fun of Kedai Marai. And the din at Sibur on these things, Mechamis are also Rosh Hashanah, but on Tfua is up Kapaskin then. And the way Rabbi Chanan explains the Ran, the Dinat Sibur, he calls Dinat Kloli, Loilam Geveres al Dinat Prati. He brings the Chuvas HaRashba. That there's a Din on the Tzibur, there's a Din on the Yachid. Even if a Yachid's supposed to get rich or supposed to live, there's a Din on the Tzibur, there'll be a Magefa Chalil or a Mochama or poverty. So the Dinat Kloli Geveres al Dinat Prati. If you're in a Tzibur that has a Din, for better or worse. He says that's the he brings from the Rashba, I think. That's the pshat mishana mokum mishana mazel. If it's your mazel, it doesn't have to run away. Wherever you run, it's your pastor Rosh Hashanah, it's not going to run away. But you never know. It could be that it's al dinat klali, it's al tzibur. So if it's dinat tzibur, it helps to be mishana mokum mishana mazel. So this concept is there, and there Grada he mentions, Rabbi Chana mentions parenthetically, that's what it means on the night of Pesach. Which doesn't make sense. It says once the sultan is allowed to kill people, he doesn't make a difference between tzaddik and rasha. We don't believe that. We believe that people only die if they're supposed to die. So he says means when it's a din haklali, the person's supposed to live. But there's a din on the tzibur, it has to be a magefa, melcham, lechalila, or in the leil pesach, makas b'chayris. So in a mafke beitzah the klurasha, when there's a din haklali, din haklali, loilam giveres al din haprati. And that night, Klal Yisrael separated themselves not to be part of the tzibur of Mitzrayim, to become tzibur b'fnei atzmai. That's why they had fled. The dam was like a flag of their own people, and whatever, they became a separate chatib. Now this is all the din tzibur. I'd like to get back to Hilchos Nedarim. Matan Torah. Okay. So however Matan Torah worked, If it worked on tzibur, could be worked on tzibur. And I said the Rashbash, the Shulchan Rashbash says so. If it worked, because God said it should work. You're Matan Torah, Kafalei Hakigigis. So it's also that's how it worked. However, Matan Torah. She becomes part of the tzibur of the Ashkenazim. She cannot eat rice on Pesach. No more rice on Pesach. Matineda to ask the rice? Mean the other way. She means Shchitas Beis Yosef. Now she can eat. She doesn't have to, because it has a din of Minhag HaMakom Shalach L'Sham. It has a din of somebody who moved out of a tzibur and became part of a different tzibur. So the wife is supposed to go bust at her husband. It's not always that way today, but at least in theory it's that way.
Is it
never heard that. When you have a mixed marriage, you're matter there. I never heard such a thing, maybe. I have a Sephardi daughter-in-law too. She wasn't matinee there, but she does what she wants, you know. Instead of potato kugel, I always say it's my grandson. What do you have today? Potato kugel or rice? So sometimes he tells me potato kugel. He says rice. He says, but I like the rice better. That's what he tells me. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to Dinei Nedarim. Siflam and Hey Ramah Kal Shagaz Ruchelam Al Ezer Dava. The kaidiv shetiru chaymarishin goes over tikdu ezadavishu neged chaymarishin. The tzibur gets all confused. Very often, the politics of the tzibur wanes and waxes, and one generation says this, and then you elect new people, and they say the opposite. So here you have a kahal, they made a gzeira, and then the next board of directors made an opposite gzeira, shu neged chaymarishin. Yeshomrim eina chaym asheni chal klal. Some say it's not chal at all. The Yesh Matirin, and some say that it is Chal, and all has to do Yesh Machmirin, and they say that at least the Chumra is Chal.
So
according to that, presumably you have to take both Charamas. Okay, so this is so this is the din of Chayim Hakol. And we're done. I mean, this was, if you think about, between Chayim HaKol, which was the last 11 Sifim, and Aldas Rabim, which started from Chaf Aleph, really had a large portion of this Simin on this separate topic, which comes up only occasionally.
Now,
well, it's all, I'll tell you, all Dinei Chayim have to do with what the Stam Das of a Tzibur is. Because we said Chayim, you don't need a Taras Nedarim. Why? So we said that's understood. When a tzibur makes a chayim, that the tzibur could take it off. So it's part of what's understood. Just for a minute, the Chumas Nadim Sefer Reish Chaf talks about a chayim that was made b'ksav, where the tzibur wrote on a piece of paper that we, the city of so and so, accept to do this and this. A chayim b'ksav, whether it's chal. I mentioned to you once that the whole Rabbi Kiva Ege Mishpacha is into Ksiva Kedibur Dami, whether written things count or not. So Sefer holds that it does count. But he says when you write something, it depends how you write it. If you write it as a Sipur Dvarim, as a story, there's no Chalois. Let's say somebody writes on a piece of paper, the city of so-and-so accepted upon themselves such and such. It's a Sipur Dvarim, it's a story. This is what happened. If you write, we hereby accept upon ourselves, so that has a chalois. But if you write a Sipur Dvarim, it's not chal. You should know, the same thing is true with a shtar kinyan. There are times when we do kinyanim with a shtar kinyan, people make mistakes, they just write it wrong. There are times you have to do a shtar kinyan in order to set things properly, for different dinei mamon, dinei yerusha, dinei ribis, and people don't realize if you write on a piece of paper, the home at this and this avenue belongs to such and such, let's say a father wants to leave the house to his son. So he writes on a piece of paper, do a shtar kinyan, a karka nikta, because it'll be shtar b'chazaka, so I'll do shtar. So you write, the house at this address belongs to Reuven. And you give it to him. It's not chal. It's a sefer devarim. It's shtar raya, it's not a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan has to be bizeh, hariyat mukdeshus li bitabazu. It has to say, the property at this and this place is hereby given to Pliny. Is hereby, just like when you give a ring, you say, if you give a ring and you say, I married you, that's not good enough. I'm hereby marrying you, that's good. Shtar kinyan can't be sipur devarim ba'alma. So the same thing, a chalois of a cherim at sibur, some seifa, has to be, can't be a lashon sipur devarim ba'alma. That's his yisai.
It's a lashon, you need a good lawyer. I hereby give.
You need a good lawyer. You got to know what he's writing. Good.
Mark.
Sif Lamed Vav, an interesting Sif.
Mark, this is for me and you.
Yeah.
Free consultation.
If they are Mevatel, the previous one outright, there will be no Shiloh. Because at Sibor, we said, could be Mevatel, previous Chayr, without Hataras Nadarim. The problem here is they ignored the previous, and they just, like in America, they just passed a new law. They didn't abolish the previous tax law. They just did a new law. So mainly the old one's abolished. So that's the question here. By a cherim, they weren't mounted a previous cherim. They just made a new cherim that reverses it. So that's the machlokes, whether such a thing has a chalais. If they abolished the previous one, there'd be no shaila. But if they did it, if they neglected to abolish it, that's the shaila. Lamed Vav. Mishanadar lalois la'eretz Yisrael, yeshalei hatorah kishar nedarim. Now here, listen to what's happening here. Somebody made a neder to go to Eretz Yisrael. Shvuah, I told you, even the Paiskim use neder and shvuah interchangeably. Mishanadar lalois Eretz Yisrael, yeshalei hatorah kishar nedarim. What is going on here? This is telling you it's a mitzvah or it's not a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. We should know that Lan Lais Eretz Yisrael, Yesh Lai HaTorah Kishar Nedarim. That's a raya, that it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, it's not a mitzvah to live. It's a raya, not a mitzvah, because it would be a mitzvah.
Everybody holds it's a mitzvah.
Can't be matir in the Dharm that are a mitzvah.
Everybody holds it's a mitzvah. The question is it a mitzvah kiyumis?
Now, we'll get to your opinion in a moment. Let's have Pizchei Tshuva Lamed Bey, see what he says first, if you don't mind. This is the Tshuva HaRashbash that I mentioned earlier. The Rashbash was two generations after the Ran. I think the Tashbats was a Talmud of the Ran. And the Rashbats was a Talmud of the Rashbash. The Rivash fits in somewhere there too. They were at the end of the Rishayim. So he brings Lamed Beis, Ayin Tshuvas HaRashbash, Tamei Shal HaRash, this is Tshuvas HaRash about Eretz Yisrael. Now listen to what he says. Shuv Sha'aliyah Atzma, going to Eretz Yisrael, Eine Yala Machshirei Mitzvah, is only what makes a mitzvah possible. She'ena mitzvah ela hadira of Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah is to live in Eretz Yisrael. Gedesivi rashtam oisavi yashavta ba. Kamesh kasa rabat. So what's he saying? Living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. If you make a neder to live there, so how the neder is chal, we'll talk later, but you can't be mat to such a neder. We're not mat to the dharm against a mitzvah. But if the mitzvah, lashon mitzvah is lalo is Eretz Yisrael, that's mashire mishri, it can be mat here. The Avi Adoydi or Rashbats, or maybe it's the son of the Tashbats, Zal, if Ken Adish Malas, it's so Yachel Ishal on it, right? Vayne Kedish Mal Kaim Samit, so Shein Yachel Ishal on it. Avo, if Nishba Shein Yodor Beretz Yisrael, Vareitz Al Ishal, if you made a neder to live in Eretz Yisrael, wants to be Shail, as Eimatir in Lai, then there's no Hatara. So the Shita of the Rashbats, Tashpatz and the Rashbash in explaining this machaber is that living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah. How can you be matir neder? So there's a loophole. The mitzvah is living in Eretz Yisrael. He made a neder lalos to travel to Eretz Yisrael. Traveling to Eretz Yisrael is a hashirei mitzvah. Now you can't live there unless you travel there, but nevertheless, it's only hashirei mitzvah. So there, whatever the Ben Yishkai said, this is what it says here in the Mechaber and the Pesachei Tshuva. In the Das Torah, which is the Masham on Yeredeya, he brings others who disagree in the Kavanas HaRosh. A handful of Maramakaimis. He brings some of them and some others. And they have here a tremendous argument about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And he brings, as you know, Samachakis Rishayim, Taisis Exubis. The last paragraph of Exubis is the Sugya of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And there Rabbeinu Chaim Kayin, there in Taisis Exubis, Daf Kuvav, writes up his man Azeh, Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's not a mitzvah. And he brings from the Chavais Yoyer, if somebody who gets to Eretz Yisrael won't have a parnasa, so go to Eretz Yisrael without a parnasa, and God forbid, it will be mavar al das kainai. He says, "Kosav Ashlah Kaddish." The Ashlah Kaddish was on the big ayave Eretz Yisrael. He says, "Kolshkein mu adam rach va'onug v'toshkayach." If he's a very sensitive person, mafunik, the traveling is gonna be difficult for him, and living there is gonna be difficult. Some sefer writes in the tshuva, we encourage people to go to Israel that they should only do it if they have a means of parnasa, but to go based on betachin, he says not to do it unless you have a derech hateva. A means of betachin, and that's what he says. So, yeah. It's very interesting. It's interesting. His neder was to go up to Eretz Yisrael. You mean Belosha B'nei Adam? That's not what it means. I hear. I don't know how you do that. Now let me just finish. The Gedarim of Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, as you know, is a big machlaikis. The Ramban holds it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rambam does not count it as a mitzvah d'oraisa. Tosis there says it depends. It depends. The bottom line. We know that Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, throughout the generations, many did go, but most did not go to Eretz Yisrael. Ramosha the Tshuva writes, sounds like he's trying to look for a pshara. He says it's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you do it, it's a mitzvah. You're not obligated. Like tzitzis, you don't have to wear dalek kafis. If you wear dal kafis, you put on tzitzis, you mekayim a mitzvah. So Rav Moshe makes this type of a pshara that it's a mitzvah kiyumis, and the big tainus on Rav Moshe, that where do you get this from? Some Rishonim holds a chiyuv, some Rishonim holds not a chiyuv. Where do you get a mitzvah kiyumis? We try to do it, but if it's Rav Chaim Kayin writes that going to Eretz Yisrael today, I don't know today, but in his day, since there's so many disyaitis with Trumas and Isis and Shemitah, so it's not kedai to go because of all the disyaitis and mitzvahs that he's talking about. So Rav Moshe's Masba, Rav Chaim Kayin, what do you mean? If it's a mitzvah, you know, you don't trade one mitzvah for another. So that's a mitzvah kiyumis. And since the disyaitis are great, so therefore you don't go. I want to mention, first of all, Ramesha, there is a makar for Ramesha, the Tshuvas Mara Mintz, Tshuva Ayin Tes, who seems also to hold that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. He says somebody who makes a shvua to live in Eretz Yisrael is like someone who makes a shvua to move to a city that has a minion. He lives in a city where there's no minion. Makes a shvua to go to a city with a minion. It's a good thing to do. But it's not a mitzvah. You know, you can be matir neder, and I'm a chuyiv to go. So the Maramintz is hundreds of years ago. So Ramesha, there is an earlier makar for the tshuva of Ramesha. Separately, there are extreme positions in how, if you're a chutz laretz, you could be diyeved, be mekayim yishuv Eretz Yisrael. One extreme, Davdi Nezer, in a tshuva writes that if you support Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, that's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So they are kolim in Eretz Yisrael, and people in the chutz laaretz support. Every time they make a wedding in Eretz Yisrael, it seems that they come here for a wedding. There was a fellow who came to Torah with us every year for Achnasas Kala to marry off his daughter. It seemed every single year. And one year he came to my shtender, he said, I have to marry off my daughter. I said, how many years is she engaged already? You're coming 10 years to marry off your daughter. So I couldn't hold myself back. So he says to me, Baruch Hashem, this is my last daughter. I married them all off. This is my last one. I felt so guilty. I remember I gave him like $20, you know, like a, you know, he's going to do it. I felt so guilty. But I want to tell you, the next year he came back. But so the Avnei Nezer is one extreme. There's another extreme, and that is the Das Torah here brings from the Rashbash and the name of the Tashbats, that even visiting Eretz Yisrael is not a kiyum. You got to go there, you got to live there, you got to settle there. This Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is if you go there and you settle there, that's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Which brings a shaila why the Gra was Maisa Nefesh to go. The Gra writes in his letter he's coming back. It's very amusing. The Geras HaGra is worth learning for many reasons. But one of his lines, he tells his wife, I'm coming back. For Haraya, I left my Svarim behind. Like he left his children behind, his wife behind. You know, but he says, Haraya, I left my Svarim behind. So I guess his wife, he could send for his wife. But anyway, so why was the Gra by Senefesh to go if there's no mitzvah stamas? It says somebody goes Dalar Amisar, it's Yisrael, he has certain schusim. So could be the Gra wanted to be Mekayim the mitzvah Satluyas Baretz. Could be for whatever reason he understood not to move. He wanted to keep mitzvah Satluyas Baretz. There is one nekuda that I want to mention, it's not mentioned enough. These things to go, you need a parnasa, Baruch Hashem, today people go and have parnasa, and etc. But people who move with young children really have to talk to people who have experience. Moving with young children is a sakana, it's a big sakana to move one way or the other with children in midlife and to go there. And it's baduka menusa. There's a tremendous dropout rate. Boys or girls who do well here in yeshiva, and they go there. There's a language barrier, and there's also for boys a tremendous barrier in the level of learning. And the parents, it happens every generation. Somewhere in Israel, they're going to raise, not like the extreme Israelis, they're going to raise with like America, they can have yeshivas, with arashkafa, you can be a Talmid Chacham, and you can have parnas, and you can have English. It happens all the time, and I don't know why no one learns from it. It flops. Every single time, it ends up with a host of at-risk children. They started it when I was a boy in Harnof. That was Harnof was started then. They were going to be like America. And they had this big, like 50% on the street sakana. And now Bet Shemesh, they're trying it. I hope they're matzliach. It never works. So people say, why shouldn't it work? So I tell them, imagine Russian immigrants come here. They tell their children, we don't want you to be Americans. We want you to be Russians. Teenagers in the street, they're not interested in being Russians. They're interested in acclimating to the new society. So you think you're an American. I don't want to be an American. When an American moves to Eretz Yisrael, his kids want to be Eretz Yisrael Dika kids. I have somebody I'm very close with who moved. When his oldest son went into third grade, I told him, decide now. After third grade, you can't move back. He said, no. And they tell me I could move back. I tell you, you can't move back. He didn't move back. And Baruch Hashem, his children are doing well. So he comes to us Pesach. He comes here for Pesach. He came to us. So his oldest son was then about 13. So he stayed by us the whole day. They went back. So he was reading. The whole day he was reading English books. And, Jewish books, but in English language. This is the striking example. When his father came to pick him up 4 hours later, I told his father, he was reading books in English a whole day because his father wants him to know English. So the boy, without a beat, said, I was only looking at the pictures. He wouldn't admit that he was reading English. Because when you're in Eretz Yisrael, the Kecheder, you're a neb if you're an immigrant. Nobody wants to be an immigrant. They want to be an Eretz Yisrael. And you can't raise children against the culture of the society that they're in. It just doesn't work that way. You can't even get them to be Yankee fans, you know, in Eretz Yisrael. You know. So anyway, this is to the point, Nekuda. We'll go on to Siflah Mitzayah next week.